look at how your negative assumptions and your approach adversely affect you in your everyday life. My clients often proclaim that when they financially achieve a level of social confidence, or fill in the blank measure of accomplishment, they'll be ready to take on the world, as if all along they were just missing that one catalyzing ingredient. It's a great start, but unfortunately, only one of a multitude of steps. Why? The ripple effect. The first step to social confidence is to realize how it affects your entire outlook on life. Not just when you're at a networking event or a birthday party. Not feeling like you can speak freely out of fear of judgment and rejection is more than just missing out on parties. You might think that although low social confidence is the source of some discomfort, or that strong confidence brings some advantages, in the big scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal. You need to take a long, hard look at just how your level of social confidence takes its toll. The best way to understand the impact of low social confidence is to contrast people with high self-esteem and social confidence in social situations with people who have low social confidence. People that possess high self-esteem and social confidence take almost all of the following for granted. And why wouldn't they? Shouldn't you? Socially confident people expect to be accepted. When they meet strangers, they expect to make good impressions and don't get entangled in or stymied by fears that they will be negatively perceived by others. They take for granted that people will react positively to them. They never approach situations thinking, "What if they don't like me?" Instead, they think, "I hope I like them." They have the same adrenaline coursing through their veins when they meet strangers, but it manifests as excitement, where for others it will manifest as anxiety. Socially confident people evaluate themselves positively. This is partially due to their healthy self-talk and partially due to their positive self-perception. What does this mean? They rate their social abilities through a positive baseline. If they do well, that's par for the course. They expected that. If they do poorly, it's an occasional exception that they can learn from. They don't allow themselves to be affected by singular incidents that they know don't represent their abilities. They have a positive self-image. Socially confident people can deal with criticism. Criticism doesn't crumble them. This is related to the previous point. Confident people learn to compartmentalize and separate criticism and recognize its actual purpose. They do not take it personally in an emotional way. Their identity doesn't ebb and flow because of a single errant comment. It doesn't cause them to question their entire being or worth. They know they have worth, even if they have faltered in a single area. In fact, they seek criticism because they know they need it to improve, and they will be better off for it. They are not afraid that criticism will confirm a harsh truth about themselves that they've been trying to avoid. Socially confident people feel comfortable around superiors. Define superior however you want. Someone who is better looking, more athletic, higher in the office hierarchy, or more outgoing and charming. Socially confident people feel comfortable because they don't feel threatened, or that their flaws and vulnerabilities will be highlighted by the other person's qualities. They can celebrate the talents and triumphs of others because they know that others' accomplishments do not diminish and should not discourage their own. They know the world doesn't run on an invisible currency that requires others to lose in order for them to win. In fact, they look forward to spending time with superiors because they know that's the key to learning and bettering themselves, as opposed to revealing flaws. Are these simple aspects of interacting with others a given in your mind? In contrast, how do people who lack social confidence approach social situations? People without social confidence expect rejection. Before they even step into a social situation, in the back of their minds, they are already anticipating failure. They're looking for cues that people are disinterested or bored with them. They think twice before speaking and effectively and prematurely censor themselves. They are already thinking they will make fools of themselves, so they expect the worst-case scenario. This shows in their facial expressions and body language and does not indeed cause people to react poorly to them. They cause their worst-case scenario to come true because they never allow themselves to be vulnerable or open up to others. When you expect rejection, you feel helpless, as if nothing you can possibly do will make a difference. Following that logic, why would you leave your home to try it all?